so much to talk about eagles on the Goshen site. Yes or no? Or is it a squirrel's nest? You tell me what it is. Truscott, PR firm in Lansing, says it's a squirrel's nest. I have an idea. Let's go check it out. We got so much to talk about. Matt Hall is the Republican leader for the House here in Michigan. Matt, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Matt, always good to have you. All right, so let's talk about two things here. Let's talk about this Auditor General deal. Governor Whitmer said, most transparent ever, always going to be out there. Yeah, you know, of course, we never got the transparency deal. We don't have the freedom of information request that we were promised. We don't have any of that. And in fact, they're going to try to cut the Auditor General, the Office of the Auditor General. Yeah, 28% they want to cut it. Does that sound like transparency to you?
No, it doesn't. And, basically the Michigan Auditor General is the only independent auditor that exists in Michigan state government. And so this is housed in the legislative branch so that it's independent from the governor. And, you know, in the past, when I was chair of the House Oversight Committee, we would rely on the Auditor General to help us look into what departments are doing. So what happens is you have a hearing when there's a problem, and you meet with the departments, and they always say, we fixed it. Well, first of all, let me back up. The only reason we know there's problems is normally these Auditor General reports. Then they come in and they say they fixed it, and so you have to keep auditing them. And often what we find out is these Whitmer departments are lying. And I'll give you an example, the Unemployment Insurance Agency. So it was the Auditor General who uncovered a lot of the problems in that department during the pandemic when they turned off all their fraud detection systems and paid out billions and billions of dollars in fraud. Well, the Whitmer administration wanted that swept under the rug, and myself and Senator Nesbitt and others, we called for a continued series of audits. Well, what we found earlier this year is they're still paying out fraud. They're paying out millions of dollars to dead people, to people in nursing homes and others, and people incarcerated in prisons. We wouldn't know about that stuff if it weren't for the Auditor General. In fact, a report came out just today that said the Michigan Liquor Control Commission lost over 60,000 bottles of liquor because the Auditor General investigates and finds that stuff. So Whitmer's solution is, I don't want them looking into my departments anymore. Let's slash their budget. And that's just doing a disservice to the taxpayers of Michigan, who have a right to know how their dollars are being spent, and also that the Whitmer departments, whether they're following the law, and oftentimes they're showing that they're not.
And what can be done about it? Look, the problem is a lot of us don't have a lot of faith in, you know, the laws being followed, and then if they're not followed, that there's any ramifications. I mean, we know Jocelyn Benson mailed out millions of applications for ballots back in 2020 and 2022. It's not legal. It's not legal, but there's no penalty for it, so nothing happens. They do it anyway. They knew that ahead of time. They knew it wasn't legal, did it anyway. They know that nothing's going to happen to them. They're untouchable, is the way it seems, Matt, and that's what's so aggravating. In fact, it's outrageous. It makes me angry. It makes a lot of people angry because they're not following the law, and they just thumb their nose at you. What can you do about it? What will you do about it? I mean, talk is nice. What are we doing about action?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also the Auditor General who, we had the Auditor General audit the voter rolls and find out that there are quite a few people on there that shouldn't be, people that moved away, people who died. And we put forward legislation to clean up the voter rolls based on the audit. And, of course, the Democrats called us election deniers, and Whitmer vetoed that bill. But I'll just say this is the tool that we have across that can investigate the departments credibly and show in a way that the mainstream media will actually find credible that there is a fraud going on in departments. They're wasting taxpayer dollars and they're breaking laws. And then our job is to, you know, is to fight on the budget process, to withhold funding from these departments if they don't follow laws, and also to put the public pressure on them when we get these scathing audits about the Whitmer administration. And that's, you know, partially why we're doing these things. Right. We have to win the Michigan House back. If we don't win the House back, we don't have a lever to hold them accountable. And so in minority, it's hard. But right now, we can raise awareness and make the public understand.
So here's my question.
Not who she says she is.
Well, no. But how do you win the House back with this new map? Tom Kuhn's not particularly optimistic. He was here with us just minutes ago. You may have heard him. And he's not optimistic that the new Michigan House maps will help Republicans at all. In fact, he says it helps Democrats. This voters, not politicians, which really means Democrats, not Republicans. How do you win the House back?
Well, I would disagree with Rep. Kuntz on that. You know, there are four Democrat incumbents sitting in seats that Trump won twice. And there's another nine sitting in seats that Trump won in 2016. These guys have a terrible record. You look at the energy legislation where they want to go 100% green by 2040. They all voted for that. They all voted for this bloated $81 billion budget that takes away, that spent our entire state surplus, and now the income tax had to go up to pay for it. You look at the votes and seats in Macomb County and Downriver in northern Michigan to take away your Second Amendment rights. I think we're going to have great issues to run on, and we're in seats where Donald Trump helps us. And because I think Donald Trump will put a strong campaign, Biden's weakened, and we're working hard to raise money and push our message, I believe we're going to win.
When you say we're working hard to raise money, who's raising money? Because the Republican Party in Michigan still seems to be fragmented, to be kind.
Yeah, I am, and I've been working with Governor Snyder on that, and we outraised the Democrats multiple quarters last year, and I'm sitting on $600,000 more cash on hand than they are, which is enough to win two seats. So we set a record last year. So House Republicans have been raising the money, and it's great we have a new state party chair, Pete Hoekstra, to come alongside us and help us win.
So you're optimistic about that then?
I am, yes. I think Trump helps us. Biden is weakened. The Democrats have overreached. We've recruited good candidates in key seats that Trump won, and we're going to be out there winning. And we've only got to flip two, and I think we'll flip more than that.
Well, I wish you well in that, Matt. I hope you're right about that, because I think it would help Michigan. Matt Hall, always appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. There you have it, Matt Hall, House Republican leader. If you want to feel better about yourself this year, lose weight with a custom plan from My Pure Health Solutions, go to GruberHealth.com. Find, you've heard me talk about it. You know that it works. You're tired of looking in the mirror or not looking in the mirror. You're tired of being too heavy. Do something about it today. GruberHealth.com. It is a free consultation. GruberHealth.com. Find out about my friends at My Pure Health Solutions. Get healthy. Don't fear the mirror. All right? Don't fear the mirror. GruberHealth.com. I'll be right back.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.